Now he said, on the basis of this, he says, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight of it, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I've read four verses, by the way, and beginning here now with verse 2, we have something that I feel that we should emphasize here. It suggests that the one who is an elder occupies the place of a bishop, and never is it used in the singular. It's always elders, never just one. But it means a shepherd of the flock, and it suggests provision and protection, supervision and discipline, instruction and direction, all of these that we have here, and that this ministry is to be performed in a very positive way, but also he gives a negative injunction. It is to be done for the right reason or in the right spirit, not because they must do it, but because they freely choose to do so. And will you notice that? Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight of it, not by constraint, but willingly. Do it willingly. God doesn't want you to take an office in the church on this pouting position of, well, if you can't get anybody else to do it, I'll do it. Well, my friend, if they can't get anybody else to do it, then don't you do it, because that's not the reason to serve him. And it has no value in serving him if you're doing it under constraint. He says here, willingly. And then he says, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And he makes it clear that there must be the right reason, the right spirit, and it's because they freely choose to do it, but also with the right motive, not for material gain, but for the sheer delight of doing it, finding satisfaction in the job itself rather than in what they get out of it. I said to my daughter, we were driving several years ago into the church. She was working in our radio at the time, and we were on the way to the office, and we got stuck in traffic as usual on the freeway. And I said to her, look around at these people. Do you see anybody that looks happy? There they sit under tension and pressure, trying to get to a job that they hate and despise. I says, the average person today is doing something he doesn't like to do at all. I said, it's wonderful to be in the Lord's service, and you can do your job because you love to do it, and you want to do it. And that's made this ministry of radio to me a sheer joy. This is, to me, the most fascinating, wonderful thing. The Lord, you know, he never lets you do anything for him what he doesn't do something better. So he's turned around and been better to me than he's ever been to me. So I love him for it. But that is the thing he's talking about here. There must be the right motive. Now he says here something else, that neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. In other words, it must be done in the right manner, not driving, but leading, not domineering, but setting an example. It is a work, therefore, in which you ought to be an example to the flock. I do not think that a preacher can get in the pulpit and browbeat his congregation to do something that he actually is not doing himself. I used to make it a practice never to ask people to give to any cause that I didn't give to also. I don't think we have a right to make a demand of other folk that we are not involved in ourselves.